It's time to meet the men from the ministry. We present the men from the ministry, a weekly tribute to the men of the government service. Upright men, each able at the slightest hint of scandal to clap his hand to his head and say, "There's nothing in it."
Coffee is like friendship, rich, warm, and strong. Have a friendly cup of Frisco, strong, satisfying coffee in an instant. Coffee at its best. Frisco, fresh roast, full-bodied Frisco.
Like to enjoy smoking more? Well, there's a new way to get more smoking pleasure. Smoke Ransom. Taste how the world's first double filter for the modern king-size cigarette, Ransom's Gardite double filter, doubles up your smoking pleasure. Enjoy the rich, pure flavor of Ransom's fine tobaccos. For the man who smokes a lot and loves it, Ransom.
Our story, as usual, centers on the General Assistance Department, through which there passes every week a constant stream of papers. Each paper is carefully studied by top executives, and if anything is missing, they will not rest until they have found it.
I don't know where it is, number one. Could it be there?
Oh, I don't think so, number two. Look, if you ask me, it's over there.
You know, this spot the ball contest gets more difficult every week.
Still, as the Prime Minister said, if we want a better standard of living, we've all got to work harder and step up productivity.
Yes, of course, number one.
So let's get this finished, and then we can start on that other thing. What was it? Oh, yes, putting 10 pictures of Elizabeth Taylor in order of merit. Yes.
General Assistance Department, Lamb speaking.
It must be the permanent undersecretary, number two. You've gone quite white. Let me have the phone, will you? Hello, Sir Gregory.
Well, then it's Brown. Where did you put that airport, eh?
Airport, Secretary? Why is there one missing?
A new one, eh? London's fourth airport. You were given the job of finding a site for it.
Oh, that airport. Don't worry, we're leaving no stone on... No, heaven... What did you say it was again?
The airport, man.
Oh.
A new airport. You're supposed to tell us where to put it.
Oh, yeah. Yes, of course. Well, look. Yes, the matter's in hand, Sir Gregory. We were just conducting a detailed search when you rang, weren't we, number two?
Indeed, we were, yeah.
Well, hurry it up. The minister wants a decision. At this rate, we'll have the aircraft queuing up to land before the blessed thing's built.
Look, tell me, number two, have we done anything on this new airport business, you know, like finding a suitable site?
Well, almost. We did start looking. If you remember, then Mildred came round for the tea money. Drove it clear out of our mind.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course, I remember. Look, we better get weaving. Let's have a look at the map, shall we? Let's have a look.
I don't know how we ought to go about this thing.
That's where my experience with town and country planning comes in. We always use this handy little device.
Yes, a pin. Well, I'll close my eyes and stick it in the map.
Good man.
How about... Yeah.
Oh!
I'm so terribly sorry, number one. Just a slip of the pin. I'll try again. There. Right in the middle of a red bit. What's that?
Blood, number two. Mine.
Oh. Well, another try then. There.
Interesting suggestion, number two. London's fourth airport in the middle of the Bristol Channel.
Oh, how silly of me. Well, one more try. There. How's that?
Oh, how far is that from London?
About an inch and a half.
Splendid! Splendid! Yes, that will do marvelously. Right in the middle of a green bit, too.
The only thing is, there seems to be a village there. The Steeple Bumstead. That'll have to be demolished if we put an airport there.
Oh, no problem. Number two, a couple of bulldozers, a spot of dynamite, and
yes,
then, you know...
But won't the villagers mind having their homes flattened?
No, I shouldn't think so. After all, it's progress, and I'm sure they won't argue with progress.
Oh,
Gentlemen, please, can we have a little order?
Steeple Bookstead must make a protest. I say we march on London and teach them jumped up townies a lesson. Take over the tower and turn flaming guns on Whitehall, I say, then throw what's left of them into the river and drown them.
Quite. Well, thank you, Vicar. It is nice to hear the moderate point of view. Does anyone else have anything to add about this ministry decision? There's an airport here at Steeple Bumstead.
Now, well, I say he's right, Squire. They'll soon change their minds if we use force.
I can't agree with you there, what mucket. I say we should try and talk them out of it. In fact, two ministry officials are coming here this afternoon to discuss the matter.
That is a waste of time. Give them a good thumping. Teach them a lesson, I say. I'll tell you what, Squire. You try it your way and we'll try it ours.
Well, here we are, number one, Steeple Bumstead. Quaint little place, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Oh, look. Lovely Tudor cottages. Oh, and look at that old church over there. Oh, and the oak tree on the village green. Oh. Yes, they should all come down easily enough. Oh, look. There's the village pub with a crowd of villagers outside.
I say, number one, do you think they've guessed it's us? I mean, they don't look very friendly.
Nonsense. They're waving at us, aren't they?
Yes, with pitchforks.
Well, you know, it's probably some quaint old rural greeting. I expect they'll start to dance at a moment. I'm sure you'll get on with them splendidly.
Yes, I will. What about you?
Well, I thought I'd tackle the difficult part of the job, you know, talking to the squire up at the manor house. Now, look, you stay here and explain things to the locals and sort of fill them in.
Yeah, as long as they don't fill me in.
Anyway, don't worry, number two. If they use violence on you, I shall call for a full report. I can't say further than that.
Yes, but number one...
No. Out you get. I mustn't keep the squire waiting. I'll be back in a couple of hours to pick up the... to pick you up.
Move off by the roofside for the ministry, man, Mole.
Right or what?
Now then, Mr. Lamb, you were saying...
As I... Oh, yes. As you yokels are far friendlier than I thought you'd be, you know. Splendid, Zidus, splendid.
Yeah, but you must tell us about your office in London, like, you decide things and that, you know.
Oh, yes, so I was. Well, I don't like to boast, but I'm the decisive one, you see. The other chap, he usually falls in with what I have to say.
Oh, so you were the one who decided to build this airport here, eh?
Oh, yes, that was me, all right. Yes, we'll bring the bulldozers in any day now.
Crunch, smash, smash.
Oh, I love watching those big steel balls crashing into buildings, don't you? This problem shouldn't take long. Pretty rickety by the look of it. Some gang of London navvies will knock it flat in no time at all.
Oh, and what's supposed to happen to us?
Well, I expect they'll put you yokels in council flats in Kilburn or somewhere. Two rooms, kitchen, bathroom and toilet.
A toilet inside the house? It ain't hygienic.
Yes, and of course I dare say they'll try and keep families together. Of course it might not be possible.
Now, steady, lad, steady. Well, Mr. Lamb, that's your final decision. We feel we'd like to make a sort of gesture. Show you a few of our local landmarks and traditional customs before they all disappear.
Oh, well, very thoughtful of you.
Right. Well, come on, lads. Help him do his thing. Now then, Mr. Lamb, we'll show you one of our quaint old historic customs. Come along, lads. Guide the gentleman over here. Very traditional, this is. Just here by the village pond.
Oh, yes. It's a seesaw, isn't it? I say, why is there a chair on the end that's over the water? No, I don't think I really want to sit in it. No.
Patient, Lennox Brown?
No, thank you, no. But perhaps another glass of that delightful claret.
Oh, but of course. I do hope the villagers are taking good care of your colleague. He'll be up to his eyes in local hospitality now.
Good. Oh, what a magnificent view you have from this window, Squire. Look, you can see the whole village laid out like... Oh, hello. There seems to be something going on down there.
Eh? Oh, yes. Round the village pond. Quite a crowd gathered. That's where the old ducking stool is, you know.
Oh, yes. Well, isn't that nice? I expect they're showing my number to one of the local customers. Yes, indeed. Oh, it looks as though they've got some sort of stuffed dummy in that stool there. Oh, it's quite realistic, too.
There it goes now, right under the water.
Oh, quite a splash, my word. I hope my number two got a good view of all that. He does enjoy this sort of thing, you know.
It's coming up now.
Oh, so it is. Oh, I think the dummy's rather the worse for wear. It's all sort of sagging a bit, probably waterlogged. Mm.
And down it goes again.
Oh, yes. This is all very pleasant, but I suppose we'd better get down to talking about this airport.
No doubt you'll have thought of a way round Clause 54, subsection 2B, in the Non-Urban Development Act.
We will? Oh, yes, more than likely. Yes.
And, of course, you'll have made provision to repeal the relevant statutes which prohibit development of lands granted under charter by Charles II.
Oh.
Paragraph 18 of the Local Amenities Act may give you trouble, though.
Oh, well, it... Yeah, well, yes. Well, I did say to my number two, we might get trouble with that. What was it again?
You certainly don't mind taking on a lot of hard work.
No, well, look, I've been thinking, though, perhaps it isn't quite fair for us technocrats to come down here and impose our plans on a simple community.
Well, that's very flexible of you.
Flexibly, we have to be flexible, you know. And, of course, there are certain technical snags to putting an airport here. Oh,
I'm delighted to hear it.
Yes, there are definite drawbacks. A good thing we hadn't gone too far. Yes, well, look, we'd better be getting back to London. Now, look, I'll pick up my number two on the way.
Well, it's been very pleasant, Lennox Brown. Let me show you out. I'll have your car... Good heavens! What on earth is that stumbling up the drive?
Hmm? He's a sort of vagabond by the look of him.
It's me, number one. Oh, thank goodness, I'm safe at last.
Number two, good gracious, what have you been up to? Look, your clothes are all in a disgusting state and you're covered in grease.
Chicken fat, number one. Oh, it's a long story.
Yes, all right. Well, another time, number two. Look, we must be getting back to London, and I must say you're setting a bad example to the locals going about like that.
Well, I'll explain it all in the car.
Oh, no, you won't. You're not coming in a ministry car. In that state, tar on your face and feathers in your hair and all. Look, you'll have to find alternative transport, and I'm sure the squire can lend you an old bicycle or something. And don't be late at the office tomorrow.
Hier raad vir die man wat op hierdie oomblik krom loop onder verfprobleme. Ontspan en ontbied die rakrip man. Laat die rakrip man die werk doen, vakkundig. Rakrip, een man in een verf wat pal bij u staan.
Another first from the Banana Boys. The Natel Billing Society Investment Advice Bureau is a new personal money management service exclusive to all NBS main branches.
A confidential chat with one of our investment advisors could be the most rewarding thing you'll ever do. He can tell you how your money can earn more for you, how to save more tax than you ever thought possible. Plan for you to get the good things in life, a home of your own, that new car.
Call at the NBS Investment Advice Bureau and let the Banana Boys do more for you.
So anyhow, them white old fellas goes back to London last week and says, we have decided Steeple Bumpstead may not be suitable for an airport after all. It's here in the paper, Moll.
Fancy that. Steeple Bumpstead in the newspaper. One of the factors we must consider is the high compensation we've had to pay.
What's that?
Compensation. Ain't that what you had when you weren't regular, like?
No. That was conflagration I had.
Oh.
Compensation is like money.
Money?
Yeah, that ministry fella never said nothing about money.
Well, go on, Watt. Read it out. Yes. He reads a proper reading.
Staple Bumstead is on valuable land, said the minister, and we'd have to pay the local residents a total of over £2 million.
£2 million? Here, Watt. Do you know what I'm thinking?
If you're thinking what I think you're thinking what I'm thinking. And I'll tell you what I'm thinking.
What?
Should have thought. We should have thought instead of acting precipitous.
Acting what?
Acting what I said. You don't think I want to try and say it again, do you? We've got to get them back. That's what we've got to get them back.
Oh, number two, come into my office a moment, will you?
Righto, number one.
I've had a letter from Steeple Bumstead. Yes, it's from the squire. He's kindly invited us to go down there for a few days.
Oh, no.
Oh, I thought that would please you. Look, it seems they're holding the Steeple Bumstead Games this week, and they wanted someone important to help up with the old prize giving, you know.
All right. I'll come if I must.
Splendid, splendid. Get Milrich to arrange transport, will you? I'm quite looking forward to it. What a splendid meal, Squire. Splendid.
I'm glad you enjoyed it, Lennox Graham. Pity your colleague wouldn't come down to dinner.
Yes, sir. He locked himself in his room, you know. He absolutely refuses to come out. He says he's going to stay there all week.
Strange, isn't it? I understand he's got a shotgun in there with him.
Oh, very odd, yes. Now then, Squire, what was it you were wanting to tell me?
To put it bluntly, we do want the new airport built here, after all.
What? But good heavens, my dear fellow, last week you said you didn't. And anyway, what about that thingamabob clause in the old What's-Its-Name Act?
Oh, that. Well, it doesn't really apply in this instance. Paragraph 12D clearly states that the obligation on the Crown to restore conveyance is only applicable if the rateable value exceeds 2% of the compulsory purchase price.
Yes, I see, yes. I've forgotten all about that, but I'm afraid it makes no difference now. Plans are in hand and other sites are being considered.
Well, what about the verbal contract your colleague made?
What on earth are you talking about?
He made it quite clear to the local people that this village had been picked for the site. There were plenty of witnesses.
Oh, yes, but no. Hang on. You told me they didn't want it here.
Perhaps I did say they didn't. I'll admit I didn't say they did. But did I say they did say they didn't? Did I?
I'd like to think about that for a moment.
And so would I. Yes. If you were to back out of your commitment now, there could be quite a fuss. Local papers, letters to our MP. There might well be some sort of inquiry.
It's been a fuss and inquiry. Look, dear me, look, that's the last thing we want. It's tricky. It's awfully tricky.
Very. Messy business.
Yeah, so it is.
Give me the old straightforward way of settling a dispute every time. A wager between gentlemen, only honourable way.
A wager to settle an important matter like this?
Easiest way.
You're right, you know. All right, here we go. Heads, we build the airport here, and tails, we don't.
And just a moment, Lennox Brown. There's a way we could get a bit of fun out of it. We could use the Steeple Bumstead Games.
Use the games?
Yes. Why don't you put up one of your civil service chaps against one of our village lads? Winner to decide the matter.
Oh, well, that would be most irregular. It might be rather amusing, though.
Yes. Rather short notice for you to get a contender by tomorrow, of course. It'll be a tough contest. Bit of sweat and strain.
Oh, yes. You sound as though you are. No, yes. Well, don't worry. I think I know just the chap.
Well, good afternoon. I'm speaking to you from Long Meadow at Steeple Bumstead, where for the first time we are covering the historic local games. What muck it? a champion for the last 7 years, he's being challenged by a London athlete, Mr. Richard Lamb. Indeed, they are the only two competitors. At the moment, it's 2-1 to Muckett. In the archery contest, Lamb began by hitting a bull, but it turned nasty and chased him down the field. And so it was a clear win for Muckett, who went further ahead in the horseshoeing event, getting 5 horses shod while Lamb was still struggling to shoe his first. Lamb said afterwards he'd had trouble with the laces. Now, the next two events here are traditionally the 100-yard dash followed by the all-in wrestling. Lamb won the dash with an amazing burst of speed. Indeed, he ran right past the post and somewhere up the road to London before being stopped. Now it's the all-in wrestling just about to begin. Lamb, by the way, weighed in at 9 stone 5 and Muckett at 18 stone. As a distinguishing mark, Muckett has a small brown mole on his shoulder. I believe it's a family pet. Now, he's put it down now, and it's scuttled off into the undergrowth. Looks very much as though a lamb would like to do the same. And at this moment, the squire is entertaining 2 ministry executives, among them Derek Lennox Brown. Yes, they're having quite a jolly party. Oh, and there's the bell for the start of the contest. A lamb has submitted. Yes, he's submitted in the all-in wrestling, but the referee waves them on. Now, Lamb tries a rather clever trick, groveling on the ground and screaming. But Muckett has flung him over the hedge into the rectory garden. Now he's chasing Lamb round the garden, and he's caught him by the hollyhocks. It's all over. All over. Yes, the referee has disqualified Muckett for an unfair hold. And so it's Lamb. Lamb is the winner. Lamb wins this event. He's going over to the squire's box for a word with his trainer.
Well done, number 2. Well done indeed. You know, you deserve to win. You had him quite worried at one point.
Yes, I know. He thought he'd killed me. Oh, it's no use, number 1. I've had enough. I can't go on.
Nonsense, number 2. You can't give in now. Look, you're equal on points, and there's only 1 more event.
Well, I don't care.
So do you want that new hat stand for your office or not?
Well, yes.
Good. That's settled. Now have a rest. The next event in 2 hours.
Well, welcome back to the Steeple Bunce-Up Games, where the final event is now almost settled, with one competitor already outclassing the other. Yes, this great pie-eating contest looked like a clear win for Richard Lamb. He's leading Muckett by 11 steak and kidneys and is still going strong. And, my word, he seems to have run out of pies. They're rushing some more over to him, but he's eating a bar of chocolate while he's waiting. And it's all over. It's all over. Muckett has given in. So Lamb is the winner of this event and champion of the Steeple Bumster Games. And there he goes, striding off toward the refreshment tent. The squire... Oh, yes, what a marvelous contest. The squire's going over to have a word with a gallant loser.
You useless oaf, Muckett. I've never seen such a poor performance.
Oh, well, sorry, squire. I did my best.
Nonsense, man. Nonsense. 2 steak and kidneys and 1/2 shepherd.
Well, I can't understand it. I did far better at rehearsals this afternoon. I got to nearly 30 pies then.
Rehearsals?
Yes, it's a little idea of mine. Just to make sure things went smoothly during the actual event, I sent a note to all the contestants calling for a rehearsal at 4 o'clock.
But the event started at 6.
Oh, and I was rehearsing on my own. The other fellow weren't there.
Not there? Oh, that's a pity. He couldn't have got my notes.
Why, you rogue, Lennox Brown.
No, nonsense, my dear chap. Lamb would have won anyway. Look, I'd seen him in the staff canteen guzzling away and even going back for more.
Pah!
He's a natural glutton, Lamb is. Why, only last year he won a 10 and 6 penny postal order for eating 12 oranges in 10 minutes.
10 and 6 pence?
Yes, it was a civil service staff dance, as I recall. 12 oranges he did, and he didn't even bother peeling half of them.
Then he's a professional.
No, I beg your pardon.
A professional. If he's won a monetary prize for eating, I thought that was the place. It disqualifies him. Amateurs only in the steeple bunch of games. It's always been that way.
He slipped up on his orange. Oh, what? No, no.
Beg your pardon.
I'm sure you are. Yes. No, I'm sure you're right.
Absolutely. So, my man wins that event and the games. And you build the airport here and pay the compensation.
The airport? Oh, dear. Oh, Noelina.
Oh, there you are, number one. Oh, what an afternoon. I'm aching all over. Still, it was worth it in the end.
You idiot, number two. You let the side down again.
Who would have thought that I beg your pardon.
Get out of my sight, number two. And if you want to get back to London, you better start walking. I am not having a professional glutton in my car.
Mr. Lamb, I call it a downright shame you get disqualified like that.
Yes, Mildred, everyone said I deserved to win. And who knows where it might have led to. Perhaps even the honor of representing my country. That's if they have pie eating in the Olympic Games.
Anyway, they are building that airport at Steeple Bumstead, then.
Yes, Mildred, it turned out to be the ideal site. The locals are delighted with their compensation. Mr. Lennox Brown's been commended for his hard work in dealing with the matter. And I'm glad to be shot of the whole wretched business.
Ah, number two. A little job sent down from Sir Gregory. They're building a motorway in Scotland and they've got to demolish a fishing village.
Demolish a fishing village?
Yes, and we're to go up there and explain it all to the fishing folk. At least you'll be explaining it to the fishing folk. I've got to square things with the local laird.
Just 1 minute, number one.
Now it's a charming spot. You know, lots of quaint old local customs. According to the guidebook, it is what it is called the Raw Herring Contest. Oh. Yes, oh, another one here called Jock on the Marlin Spike. I can't imagine what that is. Oh, yes, number two. I think you'll enjoy this trip.
These men, all they can talk about are the new 69 record.
Biggest capacity 4 on the market. They're 2.5 litre. Does it travel? Me, I'm the shiftless type. I like the automatic transmission on the Record 6. Did you know it's a Pucker cam-in head engine? They really started something with that notchback styling.
Okay, you tell me. Where else can you get economical 2-litre engines, part-assisted brakes and front discs? Plus things like their energy-absorbing steering column at that kind of price.
I was coming back from Fox the other day when I noticed that...
Still at it. Let's talk about something interesting. Tell me, Daph, what inspired your new color scheme? Oh, well, I saw these new opal color-keyed interiors when I was...
Opal Record 69. Good news travels fast.
Contesting everything as the men for the ministry were John Simpson and Roger Service. Also featured were Maureen Nadair, Tommy Reed, Tom Meehan and Pat Simpson. The program was written by Johnny Mortimer, Brian Cook and Edward Taylor.
Ministry was produced by Tom Meehan and recorded in the Durban studios of CTV by Cyril Kay.